You have to see the meaning of the word Ramas, Tamasaha, Arkavarnam. Arkavarnaha. If you see the meaning of the word Arkavarnaha, you can understand what is the reveling in oneself. Yeah, see, reveling in oneself implies self-existence.
Mm.
Self-existence implies self-evident. Self-evident implies self-revealing, yeah. Which implies the Swarupam being knowledge.
Yeah.
And you ask me in between this one, you know, see, Vritti Jnanam, Swarupa Jnanam, you have to differentiate this.
Yeah.
Vritti Jnanam, I say, knowledge, a piece, okay,
mm.
knowledge of any object which arises in the form of thought
mm.
is Vritti Jnanam,
yeah.
Antahkarana Vritti Jnanam, a thought modification.
Yeah.
But the consciousness, which is the source of knowledge,
yeah.
which is of the nature of knowing, which is because of the presence of which the knowledge is known. Okay, knowledge being there is known, ignorance being there is known, knowledge being not there is known.
Mm.
That is of the nature of knowing, which is Swarupa Jnanam. Therefore, consciousness is of the nature of knowing. It is also implied, it is also defined by the word Jnanam Brahma. Satyam Brahma, Jnanam Brahma, Anantam Brahma. See, every word is a defining word, defines what Brahman is.
Mm-hmm.
Thereby, by defining, by stating what Brahman is not, it defines what Brahman is. Lakshana Vakyam. I'll explain to you other verses what Lakshana Vakyam is later. But saying Satyam, Brahma, it says what is Satyam, then everything is not Satyam. Therefore, it negates what. What is not Satyam is not Brahman. Therefore, whole Jagat is negated as what? Mithya, not Satyam. But Jagat, listen now. You know, Brahman is not Jagat. And everything is Jadam. Therefore, anything Jadam is what? Brahman is not anything which is Jadam. Thereby it says, this is Neti Neti Vachanahi, okay? So Brahman is anything which is Jadam. Brahman is not anything which is Mithya. Therefore Brahman is what? Satyam is Brahman. Anything which is Jadam, Brahman is not anything which is Jadam. Everything is Jadam in the words, therefore Brahman is not anything. And Anantam Brahma, Anantam Brahma, Anandaha, Anandam Brahma. So anything which is finite in nature is not Brahman. So Brahman is not anything which is finite in nature. Therefore, Brahman is that which is infinite, therefore Anantam. This word is negating, okay? These words negate, say what Brahman is not. Satyam says what Brahman is not. Jnanam says what Brahman is not. Anantam says what Brahman is not. By saying what Brahman is not, it helps you understand what Brahman is. Not directly. Though it is whole Jagat, you get. Whole Jagat is Mithya, not Satyam. Therefore, Brahman is not Jagat. Whole Jagat is Jadam. So, Brahman is not Jagat. Whole Jagat is Antam, okay? Infinite. Therefore, Brahman is not the Jagat. Then what it is? It is Satyam Yam Anantam. How to know Satyam Yam Anantam? See, this is Yo Veda Nihitam Guha Yam. Come to Guha, Buddhi Guha. There it is available for recognition as Satyam, as Jnanam, as Anantam. Understand that as that.
Sorry, Guha is
a
cave.
Yeah. Mind is said to be, mind is likened to the Guha cave. When you enter into the cave, you go, and you want to go and touch the end of the guha, dead end of the guha. You have to keep on going. Okay, and all the verses, all the thoughts come. You know what's the dead end of the cave of guha? There's a dead end of the cave, you know. There's a dead end of the cave. You can't be going. Keep on going, going, going. Keep on going. And at one place you have to stop. You have to hit on the wall. Where you can't go anymore. That is what the knowledge that I am. The knowledge that I am is what?
The dead end of the cave.
Cave of mind. You hit there, okay? Oh my God, this is, I can't go beyond this. This is, I should stop. And what is that beyond that, okay? Like that. That's Upanishad itself says, Buddhi as Guha. Yo veda nihitam guhayam, guhayam. Guhayam eva jnatam shakyate. Buddhi guhayam eva jnatam shakyate. It is possible to know only in Buddhi guhayam.